The World Food Programme has launched on the 24th of March a school feeding programme for more than 10,500 Syrian children attending schools in refugee camps in Jordan and in Iraq. This project aims to boost nutrition of those children and encourage the children to come to school, because these children have been traumatized. They have gone through many terrible events and they have lost family members. They have fled. They live in refugee camps and they need absolutely to be back to school.
Is it that you're seeing a declining number of children attending school? That's why it's necessary to put a feeding program to encourage them to come to school?
Yes, we are witnessing that some children don't go to school. And we use this school feeding program to provide them with, of course, vital nutrition, but to encourage them to stay in school. Otherwise, we will have a lost generation. And these children need to be kept in school to focus their attention on their lesson, also to continue their studies, and sometimes to forget the drama that they have witnessed.
Is the feeding program for the whole day, or is it just to provide them with a snack?
The program consists in snacks of fortified biscuits. They get, with this snack, altogether 11 vital vitamins, minerals, and it boosts the students' energy and helps them to concentrate more on lessons. So the teacher distributes the bars to children, and we hope to increase this kind of school feeding program to 30,000 Syrian children in the Za'atari refugee camp and also in the camps in Iraq.
You're only feeding about 10,500 Syrian children. Is this enough? This is the only number that you feel needs to be encouraged to be in school?
I think in Jordan we have more than 6,000 children who are now receiving this midday nutritious snack in the school. We are going to expand. We'll expand in Iraq and in Jordan, but we still need more funding and more contribution to continue this school feeding program in Jordan and in Iraq until the end of 2013. So far, the World Food Program urgently needs $780,000 to continue this program. So we depend on the funding, we depend on donors, and we call on donors to contribute as soon as possible to this program.